More on the presidential campaigns now, specifically campaigning in Iowa. It's a holiday week. There are countless parades there. Many county fairs are underway. So naturally, Hillary Clinton is campaigning in Iowa, and Bill Clinton is there with her. Other would-be presidential nominees in Iowa this week, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, and Democratic Senators Chris Dodd and Joe Biden. Well, we wondered, if you're an aspiring presidential candidate and you figure that the road to the White House passes through Des Moines or Dubuque, what should you know about Iowa? And what should you avoid doing or saying at all costs when you're in Iowa? We think that Ed Voss may be the man with the answers. In addition to being a member of the Iowa Air National Guard, he's also a comedian and an actor, and he joins us from member station WOI's Des Moines Bureau. Welcome to the program, Mr.
Well,
Voss.
Thank you.
Let's have, in a nutshell, the Stranger's Guide to Iowa.
Okay, here's a couple of mistakes not to make. If you didn't wear a flannel shirt on the way to the airport, don't wear one when you get here. We have cable, and we see right through that.
I see.
If you're driving down the road in your motorcade and you see a deer crossing sign, it does not mean you need to stop and wait for the deer to cross.
But I gather that if somebody starts talking about the smell of money in Iowa, you shouldn't just think about campaign contributions. If you're a candidate.
No. My dad used to say that all the time. He would walk outside. I grew up on a farm, and he would walk outside every day we were going to do do chores, and he'd say, "Boys, that is the smell of money." Dad, I don't know where you're hiding your wallet from Mom.
But, what is the smell of money?
My eyes are watering out here. They refer to the smell of manure as the smell of money. But, I've never bought into it.
Okay. Famous locations that everybody in Iowa knows in that town, maybe lost on the rest of us, but in that town something famous happened.
Well, everybody knows Dyersville is the Field of Dreams, Winterset, the home of John Wayne. And, of course, Mason City, not good for travel connections if you're in a small band in the wintertime. Didn't work out for Buddy Holly or the Big Bopper. At Mason City, the inspiration for the Music Man. So if you're in those areas, you need to know those things.
So if you were in Mason City and you wanted to say, we got trouble, and that starts with T and that rhymes with C for campaign financing or something, that might be a germane line at that point.
That would work. It might work. I have no guarantees on this, whether it'll work or not.
Are there things that are big recreational events for Iowans that might not be quite so well known in New York State or Massachusetts, say?
Every year we have a bicycle ride across the state, and Lance Armstrong participated for one day last year. He's coming for the whole week this year. He enjoyed it so much. It's like a rolling county fair, so that would be one. If you're looking for a specific activity, no, we don't do tractor golfing anymore.
I'm glad to hear that.
Well, when the tractors got bigger, it really tore up the green, so they kind of shied away from that.
What, by the way, is the name of the bike race?
It's called RAGBRAI. I think I had a clause with my agent I'm not required to spell. But it stands for Register, which is the Des Moines Register, the largest paper in the state, their annual great bike ride across Iowa. I think that should make up some semblance of RAGBRAI if you were keeping score at home.
Well, Ed Voss, thank you very much for talking with us, and I'm sure all the candidates greatly appreciate your guidance.
Well, I don't know if they appreciate it or not, but it is free.
Ed Voss, actor, comedian, and a member of the Iowa Air National Guard.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.